Now we're joined by Smith Cotton Boys basketball coach Kevin Thomas. And coach, your first Dream Team nominee, a senior, Christian Finley. Talk about the season that Christian had.
Christian had a great year. Every year he's a three-year varsity starter. His game has gotten better over the course of the 3 years. This year he averaged 15 a game and was very efficient. I think he shot like 50 from the field. He kind of was a spark for our team this year. He really made us go. He was kind of our team leader, and he had some really impressive games this year, and definitely helped us increase our win total this year.
You mentioned he's a team leader. Was he a vocal leader in the locker room and on the floor, both?
Well, both. I think that's something that he's grown in this year. He's gotten a lot better and more comfortable in trying to hold himself accountable and hold everybody else accountable.
All right. Do you know what his plans are after high school with him being a senior this year?
Yeah, right now he's currently in the process of visiting some schools. He'd like to continue to play at the next level, and I know he'll get an opportunity somewhere. Right now he's going on a visit to Fort Scott. He's supposed to go to North Arc, and then probably take a trip up to North Central as well.
All right, your next nominee is a junior, Matt Thompson. Talk about Matt and the season he had.
Matt's another kid that's improved tremendously. He works really hard in the off season, and he was able to provide us some scoring and some outside shooting, some that we lacked last year. He was also a big reason with our resurgence. I think of getting to 500 this year. I thought his shooting ability, helped create driving lanes for other players as well, Christian included. And we look forward to bigger and better things from him next year.
And that's one thing I was going to mention. As a coach, it's got to be exciting knowing you're going to have him back next year after another off season of hard work, and he should even improve his game a little bit more, shouldn't he?
He should. We'll be definitely leaning on him and Dane Foster as seniors to carry our team, and I think both those kids are going to be up to the challenge.
How do you expect Matt to come out in his senior year as a leader?
Just the biggest thing is, he's going to have to hold people accountable, but he's got to hold himself accountable. I think that's one thing we talk about. It's hard to be a leader, if you don't do the right things on a daily basis. And I think he's definitely a kid that can grow into that and lead us to even more wins next year.